This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife achieves its conservation and regulatory goals via input from its various divisions, including coastal fisheries.
And we work mainly on the coast with saltwater fishing, conservation, habitat, wildlife, marine life, anything that's along the coast.
Julie Hagen is social media specialist for coastal fisheries. Researchers from the division's 8 field offices do their work on the water.
They're going out into the bay systems, into the Gulf, and they're monitoring our marine resources. The fish, the habitat, and their constantly going out and they're doing surveys. So they're testing the water for salinity, they're gathering fish and different marine life, and they're collecting their weight, their size, their ages, and we're collecting all that data for a very large data set that we use for marine monitoring resources.
Once collected, the data doesn't languish on a spreadsheet collecting dust.
With all the data that we get, we can go back, and if we need to make any changes to the regulations, we can do that. For instance, we were seeing the flounder population decreasing over the past few decades. So we made some changes and we're seeing the population go up.
Monitoring, surveys, and adjusting regulations allows Texas Parks and Wildlife to maintain healthy coastal ecosystems for all.
So we're constantly making sure that we have the right regulations in place so that we can still go out and fish, but that we're also not harming the resource.
The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.